One Man's Wilderness: An Alaskan Odyssey. By Sam Keith, from the Journals and Photographs of Richard Prenicky. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Book compilation copyright 1999 by Alaska Northwest Books. Text copyright Sam Keith and Richard Prenicky. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Graphic Arts Books and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Although Dick Prenicky came originally from Primrose, Iowa, he'll always be to me as truly Alaskan as willow brush and pointed spruce and jagged peaks against the sky. He embodies the spirit of the great land. I met Dick in 1952 when I worked as a civilian on the Kodiak Naval Base. Together we explored the many wild bays of Kodiak and Afognak Islands, where the giant brown bear left his tracks in the black sand, climbed mountains to the clear lakes hidden beyond their green shoulders, gorged ourselves on fat butter clams, steamed over campfires that flickered before shelters of driftwood and saplings of spruce. It was during these times that I observed and admired his wonderful gift of patience, his exceptional ability to improvise, his unbelievable stamina, and his consuming curiosity of all that was around him. Here was a remarkable blending of mechanical aptitude and genuine love of the natural scene, and even though I often saw him crawling over the complex machinery of the 20th century, his coveralls smeared with grease, I always envisioned him in buckskins, striding through the high mountain passes in the days of Lewis and Clark. If a tough job had to be done, Dick was the man to do it. A tireless worker, his talents as a diesel mechanic were not only in demand on the base, but eagerly sought by the contractors in town. His knowledge, his imagination, and his tenacity were more than stubborn machinery could resist. His quiet efficiency fascinated me. I wondered about the days before he came to Alaska. While performing his duties as a carpenter in the U.S. Navy during World War II, he was stricken with rheumatic fever. For 6 months he was bedridden. It kept him from shipping out into the fierce action that awaited in the Pacific, but more than anything else, it made him despise the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?